The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops held their fall plenary assembly in Baltimore, Maryland, the premier see of the United States, this past week. The bishops dealt with a number of major issues, including the approval of much-awaited translations of liturgical texts and the promulgation of a major pastoral document on marriage and the family. The Secretary of Communications at the USCCB, Helen Osmond, told us the bishops also voted to adopt a powerful statement on their contribution to the national debate over health care reform, which was originally from the conference president, Cardinal Francis George of Chicago.
This has been a major focus point for the bishops this year. You know, President Obama indicated that that was going to be one of his major efforts as president. The bishops have been supportive of health care reform since it was first introduced, as I understand it, with President Franklin Roosevelt. They were serving as pastors to people who are both served by health care in this country, who provide health care in this country, and those who are unfortunately shut out of health care in this country. And so they were really serving as pastors for their flock. No, they were not lobbyists. They were not representing any special interests. They were attempting to provide to their legislators the moral principles to help them move this forward in a way that would be for the common good.